Hi there, I'm Dana Gillum, and I serve at Fayette First Methodist Church, and I am delighted to spend a little time with you in God's Word on this week's Read Together podcast. Thank you for joining me. I have to tell you, I'm a natural-born procrastinator. When I was first approached to share on this Read Together podcast, I had plenty of time to plan and prepare. I always want the content of what I share to be relevant to what season we are living in. And apparently, God has used this habit of procrastination to my benefit this time. Now, had I prepared beforehand, I am certain this podcast would sound a bit different than it does today. You see, life has changed drastically from the end of February when we kicked off this season of Lent, and when I was originally asked to share. Like I said before, I always want to be relevant to the time, and I was excited to be the week after Easter because Easter is one of my favorite days of the year. And although I am still thankful for this opportunity and time to spend with you, this Easter looked a bit different than all the Easters I've celebrated in the past. Well, let's not waste any more time. Let's go ahead and jump into some scripture together, if you will. Today's reading comes from Psalm 9, which we will read again on Friday, but this psalm really speaks to my heart during this season. This psalm gives me hope and peace during this season of sickness that has struck our world. I will be reading this passage from the New Living Translation. I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. My enemies retreated, they staggered and died when you appeared. For you have judged in my favor. From your throne you have judged with fairness. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have erased their names forever. The enemy is finished in endless ruins. The cities you uprooted are now forgotten. But the Lord reigns forever, executing judgment from his throne. He will judge the world with justice and rule the nations with fairness. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. Sing praises to the Lord who reigns in Jerusalem. Tell the world about his unforgettable deeds. For he who avenges murder cares for the helpless. He does not ignore the cries of those who suffer. Lord, have mercy on me. See how my enemies torment me. Snatch me back from the jaws of death. Save me so I can praise you publicly at Jerusalem's gates, so I can rejoice that you have rescued me. The nations have fallen into the pit they dug for others. Their own feet have caught in the trap that they set. The Lord is known for his justice. The wicked are trapped by their own deeds. The wicked will go down to the grave. This is the fate of all the nations who ignore God. But the needy will not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor will not always be crushed. Arise, O Lord. Do not let mere mortals defy you. Judge the nations. Make them tremble in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know they are merely human. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the last 5 Sundays, we have not been able to gather and worship corporately in our sanctuaries. How that has hurt my heart. Many have joined online worship services, and some have attended drive-up worship services in some areas. This is certainly not life as we know it, life looks a lot different these days. I have to tell you, at the early onset of this pandemic, I fell victim to the news and the media outlets, and because I felt like I needed to be informed in order to make decisions about ministry and how to help those in my community. On one particular Friday, I spent most of my day reading articles and listening to the news outlets, and by nightfall, I myself began to feel sick. I could feel doom and gloom creep into my soul, and the joy and peace and hope that I normally have inside, I could not muster up 1 ounce of that. I actually ended my day early and was in bed by 8 p.m., tossing and turning, thinking of all the things I had read and heard that day. I was restless throughout the night. This was not me. I hated feeling this way. And finally, I drifted off to sleep. The next morning, as I opened my eyes, a smile crept across my face. I whispered, "Good morning, God. Thank you for the gift of waking me up this morning and giving me another day of life with my family." Before my feet hit the floor, I declared I would not fall victim to the pattern I lived the day before. I would not be searching articles and listening to news outlets because, Lord have mercy, that wore me out. And that was not the life Jesus died for me to live. "Not today, Satan," I said, "and you know what? Tomorrow's not looking so good either." I declared that morning, and have declared every morning since, that I would praise the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things He has done, even in this season of a worldwide sickness. I will be filled with joy because of Him. I will sing praises to His name, O Most High. It takes being intentional to praise the Lord, because we have been and continue to be inundated with doom and gloom. Sickness here, death there, a pandemic across the entire world. No, I am not going to join that band, and I refuse to play that music in my mind. So what was a girl to do? How about crank up some praise and worship music and get on with her day? Get on with a life that Christ has called her to live. The enemy of doom and gloom soon retreated when I declared this over my life. It staggered and died when praise and adoration appeared. Thank you, Jesus. The name of the Lord was and is a shelter for my oppressed soul. He was and is a refuge in times of trouble. He was and He is, and He is to come. Whom shall I fear? What shall I dread? This pandemic? No, for my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth and who resides inside me and you through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you to be intentional and diligent during this season to look for the goodness of God around you. The world will do everything in its power to impart fear and dread into your soul, to make you feel hopeless and helpless and in despair. But those who call upon the name of the Lord will be rescued by Him. As the name of Jesus departs from your lips, heaven is summoned and help is on the way. Allow the Holy Spirit to rise up and come to your aid as God's presence invades the darkness that tries so hard to creep in. Then sing praises to the Lord who reigns in your heart and in your life, and go tell the world about His unforgettable deeds. Will you pray with me? God of glory, we pause and give you thanks for this day. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord. Thank you, God, for the sacrifice of your perfect Son and for His resurrection. Thank you for the gift and presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the Spirit that brings peace and comfort to us during these trying times. Thank you, God, for the privilege of coming into your presence to offer these prayers up to you this day. Father, I pray that you make us keenly aware of your presence in and around us. And Lord, help us to be obedient to your promptings, to be your hands and your feet upon this earth. Help us to encourage one another with promises we find in your word. Even in this pandemic, Lord, we see you working, making good come from what seems so bad, because that is who you are, Lord. You are our good, good Father. And Father, Jesus told us in Matthew 18:18, that if it isn't in heaven, then it doesn't have to be on earth. So we ask you, God, this day, to bind up this COVID-19 virus and cast it into the depths of the sea that sits before your throne. And God, we ask that you loose your healing spirit upon this earth in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we want healing in our land this day. We ask all these things in the name that is above all names, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.